Father's business. Grind mode. Filled with this Holy Spirit. That's a cheat code. Holiness the standard. We never fold. We about to make a scene. Episode. Real, real rapper pose right here. Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 95 of season 2 of the Not the Same podcast. Hosted by this one word. See, Mike, that one word over there, Rob Redeem, in parts unknown. You know what I'm saying? Looking parts clear unknown, as ever, baby. Looking like he next door, but he a couple of states over. Yeah, but man, we very, very glad and gracious and happy to be back with y'all, man, for another Not the Same podcast, music and face show, playing the latest and greatest of CHH music and positive music. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching this right now, exclusively, Rob, I said exclusively on YouTube, do what you see on the screen. Yeah, number one, hit that like button. Number two, if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast, go ahead and do that thing right there. And lastly, hit the notification bell so you can be notified for like Tuesdays every once in a while when we have a Bible study. If you missed a Bible study on Tuesday, go back and check it out, man. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, man, we want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV family. You see them on the bottom left hand corner over there. Life Show TV, Praise 365, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, 520 Collective, His Hop, Who's Hop, Left Coast out there in Vegas, Podcast and Radio Network, and anybody else who rebroadcasts the Not the Same podcast. I lost my thought here looking at these comments, brother. So
just James says, so like you filming this pie from the toilet.
I am not in the bathroom, my guy. I will promise you that. I'm not on the toilet. I'm not in the bathroom. Yeah. That's funny as ever, bro. But it just goes to show you my dedication, because regardless of where we at and how we do it, we going to go live. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, man. Hey, man. I'm just glad to be back, man. Appreciate all y'all slide through, man. Let's go get into the show.
What's good?
Robert Dean, my brother from another mother, like my homie Larry Rogers on the west side. Some say it's the best side, but be careful on the west side of St. Louis. Tuck in your chain, man. My brother, what's good?
Hey, man, what's good for me is everybody know, if you've been watching this show for a minute, I got kids with a Z. If you don't know what that means, I got 7 of them. You dig what I'm saying? And a few grandkids as well. I don't look like it, praise God. Look at that. You dig what I mean? I got that Benjamin Button going on. I'm reversing, you dig? But what I want to say is, happy birthday to my son, Devin. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 16. You dig what I mean? And I'm proud of my man. Salute to Devin. And it's just a milestone to say, for any brother out there who think you can't break the statistics on it, you know what I mean? I got 5 kids, 4 different baby mamas, and 2 bonus kids. I'm not bragging about my wrongs, but what I'm saying is, you can't beat the odds and break the statistics when they try to tell you black men are not in the home with their kids. Because I've been there since Devin came out, and I'm still right there now. And that is a big feat for me. You dig what I mean? And just to see him grow up, every aspect. And you know Devin is truly a daddy's boy, man. You dig what I'm saying? So that's what's good with me, man. To see my sons, all my kids at that, for that matter. Nobody dead and gone. Nobody locked up. I'm not knocking nobody else who got kids that have been through that. I'm talking about my family and my praise report right now. Happy birthday to my youngest, Devin, turned 16 yesterday. And I'm super, super excited about it. You dig what I'm saying? What's good with you, see?
Number one, big salute to Devin, man. Hey, happy birthday, bro. Keep hooping. Yeah, Devin be crossing folks up every once in a while. He'll surprise you. You ain't paying attention.
Yeah, he called me slipping, bro. He'll
catch you slipping and tell you about it, too, and tell you about it afterwards. So salute to Devin, man, on that, man. What's good with me, man, is just having a new mind in Christ. I don't want to be extra deep. But sometimes, man, you know, Rob can relate to this as well as me. Being in management, being in leadership, there's a heavy cost. Like, everybody want to be a manager and want to be a leader because you want to make money.
Yeah.
And money is great, but sometimes you be like, man, skip this money. I want peace. You know what I'm saying? And then you come back to your reality and be like, okay, I need peace
and
money.
I want some peace of mind, brother.
You want peace.
I need peace and money.
But I need peace and money. So you ask the Lord to help you, man. But I'm very grateful for that, man, because the older I get, the more I see, like, how important that is, bro. Like how valuable it is, because the pressures of a job, the pressures of meeting deadlines, the pressures of meeting goals can swallow you up. You know what I'm saying? And you'll forget all about God. You forget about everything, your family, your spouse. And you'll be like, man, just leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. You'll kind of go, this thing me and Rob call is hermit mode. You know what I'm saying? We say that to each other. Brother, you in hermit mode? You do it in a minute because you feel like, okay, I don't want to be a burden to nobody with what's going on with me. So I'm going to handle it by myself as if you can handle it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? What's up,
right,
Cortez?
Right,
but you know what I'm saying? So I'm just so grateful for the peace of God, bro. Like, it's you know, the Bible says peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And when you in God, sometimes you get that when you don't feel like you even asked for it. You feel me? And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that peace of God that show up when you like, man, you ain't even got the strength to ask for it. I'm going to say this, and then I let Rob say something. I woke up the other morning, man, like I didn't go to bed. And what I mean by that, I went to bed. I normally go to bed at 10 o'clock. I get up like 4, right? I went to bed at 8. So I went to bed 2 whole hours early. And when I woke up, my feet were still hurting. My back was still sore. You know, my head was hurting. I wasn't sick. I was just tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like, oh, man, did I even sleep? And you know what does that? Stress. Stress will do that. So I thank God for the peace of God coming later that day. I'm like, you know what, man? I ain't finna be stressed by none of these one words. I'm receiving joy and receiving peace. So, yeah, dog. That's what's good with me.
No, that's what's up, bro. I mean, shoot, enough said on that. I mean, we all know everybody who dealing with a job situation and you stressing. And we very, very open about, you know, when we stressing out at the job. This our relief. We fam. We come on here and we talk about what's going on in life, what's going on in our lives. So, you definitely know, I know. And when you stressed, it's hard. You either sleeping super hard or you're not getting any rest at all. It's one or the other. It's no in between whenever you're stressed. And for those deep Christians who, well, if you're stressed, you're not trusting God, man, shut up.
Stop.
Because it happens.
You
dig what I'm saying? Now, if you go down this, tunnel and you stay there, then that's where the problem comes in. That you got to be able to come out. And my brother C, and I got other people on the line that's in the comments also that'll tell you, hey, don't worry about it. D didn't tell me that. C, I didn't told you. You know, I know Chris will tell you. Nikki tell me. Mm-hmm. And we hear it. But y'all just got to let us, y'all got to let us process it. It don't mean we ignored you. You got to let us process it.
Just give me a minute. Give it one word a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give me a minute.
Listen, man, we've gotten a lot of new subscribers, man, and we want to tell y'all this and preface our show as we start now.
Yeah.
We real Christians. And what I mean by that, yes, we try to live holy. We try our best to live holy, but we are very honest and open. So if you hear us talking about things, you're like, Christians didn't say that. No, we ain't finna be cussing, nothing like that. That ain't what I'm saying. But we're going to talk about sometimes we stressed out. Sometimes we upset. Sometimes we want to quit the job. We talk about pressures and pain because that's like real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you ain't experienced real life yet, let me tell you the secret of what happens. Keep living. You experience it. Keep on living. Trust me, dog. Trust me, dog. Now, listen. Now, when we get through being real and all that, we're going to always provide a solution. And the solution is Jesus. We ain't going
to
never deny
him. Yeah, amen to that.
Like I said, I was stressing all that, but I thank God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I don't get that from nobody else but Jesus. Nobody else.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? All right, man. This is not the Bible study. Let's go and get into the faith saving, man. Before I
Let's go.
Up in here. Let's go.
Hold up.
All right, here's our faith segment. Can a person give you advice on something they have no experience in? Can a person give you advice on something they have no experience in? Mr. Davis, go ahead.
If it's their personal opinion, go ahead and hit that no button for me, man. You dig what I'm saying? Now, what they can do, they can give advice from the standpoint of someone else's journey. And what I mean by that, you know, I know sometimes when we go evangelize, you know, I know tomorrow when I get back to the Lou, I got to go down to Walnut Park. We was talking about it before on the pre-show.
Yeah,
I've been down to Walnut Park to and see, I think you was on the panel down there in one of the parks too one time when we first met back in the day. We was down in Walnut Park, had a big, they had like a concert slash outreach, if you will. Well, everybody that was down there, not from the hood, you know, you know what I mean? But when you're preaching this gospel, you can give someone advice on how to obtain that peace that surpasses all understanding as you was talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, I would say I would caution you to take advice from someone in a bitter place. I remember when I was married the first time. I was married the first time before I, you know, in my first marriage. Mm-hmm. And someone came to me for marital advice. Oh, I went in. Because I was hurt. I was going through my divorce, you know what I mean? And I was doing this, and my man coming to me for guidance and wisdom, and all I gave him was flesh and anger. You dig what I mean? So you gotta watch yourself. What you think, C?
I think you can, in the sense of biblical advice. Yes, I think you can, in biblical advice, because you don't have to go through everything you say, because the Bible is real anyhow. Period. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to life advice, like, I can't tell you how to get out of debt if I'm still in debt. I'm going to show you how to get out of debt and I'm still in debt. You know what I'm saying? I give an example like debt in the sense of we both sitting in a hole and I'm telling you how we going to get out the hole. But we both in the hole. You looking at me. I'm looking at you. I ain't reaching down to pull you up because I ain't out yet. So in that sense, no. So I think in the biblical sense, some advice about helping their life and all that. Yes, but when it comes to practical things, dog, you want to live that thing, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? From any point, and I use myself as an example. As a younger man, super on fire for God, but ain't lived and experienced absolutely nothing. I thought you could tell advice about anything. And folks would look at me like, man, what this? I almost said, what this one word talking about? You know what I'm saying? This green, wet behind the ears, little dude. What is he talking? You know what I'm saying? Because you have the pie in the sky attitude. And all you got to do this and your life will be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Until your life ain't. Then what you going to tell them? You know what I'm saying? What you tell somebody, you know, like Hager's made mention of a marriage situation. What you going to tell somebody that's never, how somebody ain't never been married going to tell you how to deal with you being separated from your spouse at the time? I mean, what they going to tell you? Well, all they can tell you is, hey, man, hold on. That's all they can tell you. They can't tell you, bro, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? They can't be like, well, you know, they can't go back to I can't think of the word. They can't think of a situation that they have experienced and say, yo, when I went through this, this is what I did. Maybe you should do that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you ain't been through it. So in the same way, too, me as a man that's been married for 23 years, I mean, I can say some examples to single people, but I ain't been single for a long time. You know what I mean? Social media went around when I was single. So, you know, things is different. You know, it's hitting different. It's different temptations now than it was when I was single. Things are different. So you got to be careful with that. Go ahead, bro, before we go to the chat.
I think, before we go to the chat, I saw Jess James says it depends, and also on intentions. I think a single person can give a married person advice if they're encouraging that person to, like you said, fight, or they're telling you, what are you doing? Because you're talking to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, hey, bro, what you doing in this situation? Right. You know what I mean? Like, how are you? So like older men, like, hey man, I'm not married, but I will tell you this as a man, what you gonna do? You gonna stay? If you're going to stay, then stop whining, put on your big boy pants and do what you need. That type of advice is
grown man
when
stuff.
A single grown man stuff, when a single person is telling a married person, hey, look, you chose to do this, and they're keeping it within the guidelines of what the institution of marriage is supposed to be. But if you got a single person and they got hidden motives, like, I would caution dudes, because I've been guilty of this before. I would caution dudes to watch how they talk to females about your relationship if that female is not married, because it could be hidden motives. Yeah. Sometimes it can be pure and that person has no doing. It's a true friendship and you got that, but you got to watch yourself, partner. And ladies, watch yourself, because my man be looking, he trying to come through like the cleanup man. Oh, for real? You know what I mean? One of them type situations.
All right, going to the audience. D said, nope, we're going all the way back. So we see you. We just going backwards. Then Hagen said, yes, I could tell someone don't cheat on their spouse and mess up their marriage, but I ain't ever been married before. This is very, very true.
Okay.
Let's see. Just Jane says, a person can definitely do so. Will it be received? That's a whole nother story. For instance, if a single person who's never been married trying to give me marriage advice miss me with that, I agree with that and a lot of times. Hagen's out said, just depends on what it is. That's also true.
Okay.
Just Jane says, you got to be careful to because not every person giving advice has the purest intentions. That is very true. Cortez says, I think it determines how you categorize experiences. I can see someone else go through something and gain experience from that situation. That's also true, brother.
True indeed.
Just James says, I feel like someone's life experience and example in some ways can be the best advice. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And then Hagen's just put this up. Let me see. Big bro, we've had some convos about marriage, and you told me you know what you write because you know it's coming from a genuine place of me wanting the best for you. I've never been married. That's true,
right,
you and him.
Right.
And
that,
I'm sure I agree.
No, but that's an example that I'm giving.
Yeah. And then just James said, man, come in like Trey Songz, Mr. Steel girl. All right, Hagen said, in that case, or wasn't marriage advice as much as it was just man to mama advice. Okay, a man-to-man advice,
yeah.
You meant to say.
Man-to-man. He down there with his mama in Florida, so he excited, you know what I mean? Salute to my little bro for getting out of St. Louis, bro. I ain't saying he don't ever do it, but most one words from St. Louis do not leave the loo, bro. So enjoy that Florida weather, little bro.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, yeah, little bro has hollered at me on some stuff like, hey, big bro, you know, pulling my card. I told you, it's a few people in my life who will hold me accountable when I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mr. G, what's going on up there, man? So it can be done, but it has to be done in a place where it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to caution yourself from is when you're having a conversation with somebody and it's negative and it's feeding your flesh, or it's feeding your anger, or it's feeding your wrongness of the situation. If somebody who hasn't been through there is telling you and they leading you, I guess you could say biblical guidelines, moral guidelines, principles, then yeah, I feel like they can give you the advice.
I may have told this story before, man, but I think it's apropos to this situation, what we're talking about. When some of the greatest advice I ever got on a man tip, man to man, grown man advice is one time, and y'all may be shocked to know this, one time me and my wife, Crystal, I love her dearly, were separated. We was going through a tough time. And I used to go to my homeboy. He had a job, a warehouse job. He had a job kind of like me, which is crazy right now. I didn't think about that right now. Similar type job. He's the only man in the warehouse doing this, handling this business, right? And I'm telling him about the situation. He's sitting there looking at me. And then, like, in the middle of I'm talking, he punched me in my chest. I'd rather swing on this dude. Now, he's about 6'3", but I'd rather give him his hand because I already was mad, you know? But he punched me. He didn't try to hurt me. He just snapped me out of it. He said, man, I hear you talking about everything this woman doing. She doing this, she doing this, she doing this. He said, man, ain't you the man? I said, yeah, I'm the man. I said, well, man, and he's like, well, man up then. And own up to what you did. Be a grown man. And I didn't like it. Like, I had tears in my eyes because it hurt my feelings. Because this man talking, you know what I'm saying? This is my friend, but he talking strong to me. But that's what I needed at that time because I was coming in. See, she don't do this, and she did this, man. And she ain't do this with the money. I'm talking about some money or whatever. He said, man, you the man, you handle the money. The money messed up, it's your fault. He was doing me like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I didn't like it, but I never forget it. I never forget it. Changed my life. Because Rob will tell you, anytime I say it's proud, I say this man's messed up, it's your fault. You the man. I told my brother that million times. But this is where it came from. You know what I'm saying? Because once I got, I'm telling you, man, when I got that, what my homeboy told me, my marriage changed. It got better. We got back together, things worked out, and I got into my proper role in the house, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's a deeper conversation for another topic.
Yeah.
But on the topic of giving advice, that was the best advice I ever get. And he didn't go through the exact same situation I was going through, but he gave me, if you a churchy person, I ran my own time word, brother, but it was raw. That thing was raw.
Yeah.
He was saved too, but it was raw. And I needed it. So yeah, man, the right advice can change your life. The wrong advice, man, it can mess you up, though.
It can mess you up. And another thing on the advice thing, and I know people are still commenting, the other thing I would say is this. If it's an ouch, then yeah, they just gave you the right advice. You know what I mean? Most of the times when someone hasn't experienced something, Cortez said it best. You can take someone else's situation and apply it I know Just James says if you're single, and you trying to give me marital advice, miss me with that. But yeah. that single person could have saw their sibling, their right. mom and dad,
right?
Another friend go through something and say, hey, it's look, true. I haven't been through this, but this is what I saw. And yeah. you should do this. And because I saw how that worked.
Yeah.
You know, so if that person who hasn't been through something is giving you an ouch, then 9 times out of 10, that's the word that you needed to hear. And then yeah. if it's biblical for Christians, because I know some people who the sneaker peekers, we talk about them all the time, they don't say nothing.
Salute
so
to
for
y'all,
the sneaker peekers, salute to y'all for tuning in. But for those who yeah. are not of the Christian faith and you watch the show, yo, mm-hmm. welcome. We ain't no judgment over here.
No,
but for my professing Christians, if you feel like that advice is biblical, it is what it is. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, yo, this is what the words say.
Yeah.
And you go from there.
I'm laughing at Cortez. Cortez says, Rob, is that Awkwafina? Blink 2 times. Blink 2 times if you need help. Anyway, Hagen say,
I don't pub companies on this show, brother.
Right.
No, I don't know what water that was. I just picked up
on your right shoulder.
I know, man. I know.
Hagen says, I ain't taking no money advice from somebody who broke like me though. I don't blame you, brother. You better not. You know, like I gave the example of the ditch. Y'all both in the ditch. He ain't got out. How you gonna help you get out? Y'all looking at each other eye to eye. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm telling you, dog, all you gotta do this right here. One word, you, I almost said again. One word, you right here. You right here.
Hey, but some of that, hold on, man. Some of that stuff be circumstantial though. Some people be having some good advice and they are in the hole and they are good with money, but something happened where something went wrong where they got put in the ditch.
I'm keeping 1,000 though, dog. Don't come tell me nothing. If you I'm with Hagen. You broke, what you telling me? You know what I'm saying? If your advice so good, why ain't work for you? You know what I'm saying? You gonna tell me, man, this is how you get rich. You ain't rich. So, what you telling me for?
I'm gonna leave that one alone, brother. I'm gonna leave that one alone. I can't even say nothing.
Dog, I swear, dog, you be making a stack of weed, dog. You do this, how much you make weed? About 200. Then what you telling me for? You need to do it. You ain't helping me.
Oh, man. I want to throw a shot so bad. I can't even do it, though, man.
Do it.
I ain't going to throw no shot. But, Hagens, what's that sound like? That's all I'm going to say.
All right, man. So, to wrap up this question, man, can a person give you advice on something they have no experience in? My final answer is this. In some occasions, yes, but in most occasions, no. That's what I would say.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
All right, man, let's hold up and wait, man. We're going to get into our first video of the night, and I think it's from Stephen Malcolm. All right, I had to remember.
Hold up.
Right outside. All right, man. I had to remember what this is. This is called 10 on 11 by Mr. Stephen Malcolm. Y'all check it out. One of the funniest videos I've seen in a minute. Check this out.
Midwest, I'm who God made me to be. I put 10 on pump 11, by the skirt where they gon' be. Pull up left foot, right foot, crank up energy. I put 10 on pump 11, black to meet my enemies. Hate the fact they can't compete, when you let it pay the fee. I put 10 on pump 11, black to make them feel a G. Hey. I've been winning, I feel like I'm Charlie Sheen. Boy, I've been about my business, suit and tie like part of me. We the type to take it all, no reason for bargaining. Like I'm Jay in 87, just another part of me.
$10, that's what you working with? What you driving, a Pinto and a lawnmower at the same time? Matter of fact, you know, you look like a fake ranch Bob Marley with shades on. What, you trying to protect yourself from the sun, from the rays? Who are your friends in the back? The fake pimp? You got blueberry and pimpberry. $10, right? Let me see. Broke. Take this back to the chair that you came from. Tell your mama I said, hey. Yeah, matter of fact, you don't need this, boy, because I'm going to be at your mama's house tonight.
Ain't no arguing. Talking, we going to pull up 20 deep, pop trunk, keep big arsenal. Sit, with kick, make minds do a couple cartwheels. Pin game like a hit stick, don't talk much, but the art wheel. I'm Cool Joe, y'all Garfield. I'm a landmine if y'all Warfield.
I'm a sure thing, put it on God, cause it's unreal. Don't believe me, how that work in Ohio core feel. No faith for the ordeal, stay fresh, new car smell. Bring big weight without a barbell, there's a reason that I'm hard to kill. Midwest, I'm who God made me to be. I put 10 on pump 11 by the scoop, where they gon' be. Pull up left foot, right foot, crank up energy. I put 10 on pump 11, black to meet my enemies. Hate the fact they can't compete, we don't let it pay the fee. I put 10 on pump 11, black to make them feel a G. Go!
So, that was by Mr. Stephen Malcolm. It was called 10 on 11, man. Also on the video, the comedy part was comedy. That dude was firing his tail up, and it was hilarious. And it was cool. I mean, the song was cool, too. The video was cool, too. I mean, the star of that, and I'm not hating on the video, Stephen Malcolm has gotten much. I mean, he was never bad. He came in good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's getting more and more creative. He's also a dancing dude, as you can see. And the video was cool. The videography was okay. I think the star of the show was that comedy part. I'm gonna be honest. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say he stole the show, but he stole the show. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be bad. It's good, man. That joint was funny. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thoughts on it. Go ahead, bro.
The video was dope, man. Like you said, Stephen Malcolm like dancing, but he's been talking about how he danced for the longest. So I'm not taking nothing away from him, because salute to him for being himself. He's not trying to be the rapper. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gotta be all hard. He is being himself, creative. And the $10 is crazy, bro.
John was hilarious, bro. John was hilarious.
$10 broke. That's
when he put it on his head. Let's talk about nah.
Hey, but I think the funniest part of it, everybody at the sound of my voice, most of the people at the sound of my voice have been there when all you can do is put pump 10 on pump, whatever it is. Bruh,
come on now. Come on. Oh, not even that's 10. What, you get a little something to eat and put the rest in the gas tank.
Right.
So, all right, once again, yeah, that was funny, 10 on 11 by Mr. Stephen Malcolm, man. That was I like that joint. Let's get to our CHA segment. CHA slash hip hop segment. We're going to go on and just talk about what everybody is talking about. Who is winning this Kendrick Drake rap beef? Who is winning right now as the present moment, this Kendrick slash Drake rap beef? Mr. Davis. And Rob was not prepped with this question, so this is his
answer. I wasn't, but this is what I'll say. Once again, let us put this out there. Yes, we listen to secular music at times. We don't indulge to the point that we're drowning, but we do keep up with what's going on. But what I will say is, the youngins are not going to understand Euphoria, because Kendrick ripped that. If you're not a lyricist, you're not going to understand.
It was not
the way
bop.
He broke that. It was not a bop. It was not a vibe. Mm-hmm. The beat switched up three times, and this man had so many. I forgot. I can't even think about it. But Kendrick killing me. That's
different
all
cadences,
I can say. Euphoria,
different cadences. Hey,
it wasn't even just the cadences. It was the different. I'll figure out the word too. Go ahead, bro.
Well, Kendrick came about four different voices. Rhyme patterns, rhyme schemes was different. The metaphors and similes were ridiculous. You had to really.
There we go. There you go.
And similes were ridiculous. Yeah. And people had to go look at a genius to understand everything he was saying. If you didn't see that lyric video, like I sent Rob, you know, if you ain't had the lyric video with the lyrics on there, you had to go genius. I think he broke genius that site that day, because everybody was trying, man, what that man just say? What'd he just do? Listen, I could care less who wins this battle. It's not that deep to me. I said at the beginning, man, right. Like, they shouldn't be doing it. But when I heard that Kendrick, I'm just going to be honest, I'm not even the hugest Kendrick fan. I think he's a great artist. I think both of these guys are great artists, and I think they operate in two different lanes. Yeah. I'm going to leave it like this. Kendrick is a rapper. Okay? Yeah. Drake is a pop artist who raps. There's a difference. Now, Drake can rap, but he's more of a pop artist than rapper, right? Kendrick is a rapper. And they hit different. Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just hit different. Like, you know, Drake joint, you can listen to, and man, that was funny. Oh, he threw a little shot at Jai. That was funny. Oh, he did a little shot at Rick Ross. Even when Rick Ross came back at him, it was funny. He's like, man, you going outside, don't be wearing them khakis with no draw. Like, it was all funny. It was play.
Yeah.
Kendrick's like, oh, I understand the assignment. It's time to get like, what's them rap battles be? I forgot that Rap Battle Network. Hagans probably know that. Where them dudes like really, really be going in. Like the Christian dude would do it. Loso, and there's a bunch of people that do the real rap battles. He went to that mode.
The smack rap battles and all the stuff that they be doing.
No. This is not cute. I don't care about selling a bunch of these songs or whatever. No, it was rap. You feel what I'm saying? And at this moment, right now, it's Kendrick is doing it. Drake, you know, Kendrick even was talking about, man, you know, I'm raising my son, teaching him about God. I'm doing all this. Like, basically, this is what you do when you father a child. You know about my child. Like, it was so many disses in there that was so low blowing that wasn't just like, it was more than just F you. You know what I'm saying? It was way beyond that. This is like, you know, like intellectually smacking the piss out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like on an intellectual level, you know, so it was dope. Go ahead, bro.
Let's go to the comments. Yeah.
Let's go to comments. All right, let me go all the way back. All right, Jess Jane says Kendrick by far. And then Hagen says, I meant to hit you back, big bro. K dot up 1-0. Okay.
Yeah. I had to call him after I heard it. That's where you coming from.
Okay. Just James say so many double entendres. More than double.
Yeah. That's the other. Yeah. He tripled and quadrupled a couple of them.
Hagen say the wordplay, the dirty talked about. Yep. Let's see. I agree with Rob. The older generation would say Kung Fu Kenny, but the younger generation would say Drake. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
I had Hagen say I had to listen to it 6 or 7 times and still don't think I caught everything.
No, I'm sure you didn't because
Just Jane say Drake can't outbar Kendrick, never. And then
URL.
Thank you, Hagen. That's another one for the rap league. Yeah, man. So Kendrick, like I got a lot of it quick. He's speaking to me. You know my age range. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dancing to music too much. I vibe to music now. You know, you ain't gonna see me doing the latest dance. But I may hear something like, ooh, he say that. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I caught a lot of the stuff, and then, you know, also when I first heard it, I had the lyrics up there. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. But also as an artist, I appreciated that. And this is what I mean. The way he was saying things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just what he said, how he said it, the delivery. All that was good, man. And listen, man, we love Christian rap. We're going to play more Christian rap just in case this is the first time. Like, what's they doing? They talking about Kendrick and Drake. We talk about the latest thing that's going on right now. But this video finna be Christian rap. You're going to see after we get through talking about this. So just a disclaimer. But my opinion, what made the Kendrick one that was so good, because I heard the Drake one. I heard it on a Saturday morning. And I was like, it was all right. That's what I thought. I was kind of more impressed with Chris Brown talking crazy to the Migos dude, you know, because I was like,
Quavo, I'm about to get on that too. Yeah.
You know, I said, this dude a singer doing it. So he was a little bit more impressed than me. As many punchlines I heard Drake do, I wasn't as overly impressed because I thought he could have did better with that. That's my opinion. Go ahead, bro.
So when I first heard the Push Up song by Drake, I was like, oh, he just ate him from that verse that Kendrick put on Future's joint. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, Kendrick came out. Everybody felt like he snapped. I felt like it was light work. You know, J. Cole did his thing, apologized. And shout out to J. Cole for saying, you know what, man? I'm past this. I'm too old to be doing this. This ain't the level I want to be on. Salute to him.
Yep.
So then Drake came out with Push Ups, and I was like, oh, he just smacked K-Dot. You dig what I mean? Then Chris Brown shut down the internet. So then Chris Brown came out. Bad. And shut down the internet. And so I was talking to Dominic, and I was like, yo, Kendrick just Chris Brown, Drake. That he pulled a Chris Brown. And this is what I mean by older generation, younger generation. Nah, ain't nobody did no Chris Brown. But that's an older generation, younger generation type of situation. And what I will say is, when he said your core fans can't stomach that, now they want to know where you got your abs. Yo, that no.
Hilarious.
It was just, it was so intricate. It was crazy. So I don't want to spend too much time on this. I haven't heard the new Rick Ross diss. But again, like C saying, we are going to talk about the latest that's going on because, I mean, that's life. You dig what I mean? So, that was crazy.
Just Jane say Drake trying to challenge Kendrick to a good old fashioned duel. Kendrick got the spirit of Ice Cube with the NWA with no Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously. Seriously.
He is from the West Coast. Y'all remember that,
yes,
man.
Seriously.
If you've been around a while, do not be for West Coast rappers.
They love the smoke.
Now they party and they make the party music and all that. But when they come to that beat stuff, man, they different, dog. They different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Drake been using his popularity to win battles. He can't do that with K Dot. This is a different monster. I think it was a different monster with Pusha T, to be honest. But, you know, somebody had to step in to counsel that one. Pusha T just was, you know, a different rapper. K Dot said something about that too. You know, instead of Pusha P, I want to see you Pusha T. Mm. All right. Hagan said, I do think Rick Ross needs to apologize and bow out like Cole, because that ain't it. Yeah, Rick Ross not a battle rapper. K Dot taking no prisoners. All right, man. So, Yeah, right now, that's what I think.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, because I read on the internet and looking at TikTok, somebody said that Rick Ross's diss was better than K-Dot. And I'm like, okay, you know what? At this point, it's a matter of opinion.
It's about who you like, though. You know, it's about what style of music you like.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you want to, he won. Yeah, get out of here.
Listen. I didn't grow up a battle East Coast rapper. I didn't grow up a backpack. I mean, listening to battle East Coast rap or enjoying that type of music. I grew up in the South. The most popular group in my city was 3-6 Mafia, then Yo Gotti. I grew up hearing that all my life. But I was no fool. When I heard Ether, it was Ether. Period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got ears. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't my style of music. Right. But I was like, oh my gosh, Ether.
Yeah.
It became a verb. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, he ethered that boy. That's what K-Dot did.
All right, man.
Ether 2000.
2024, either. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure it may be more. Now, as we wrap this conversation up, I don't want nobody to get shot and get to fighting. Please stop.
No.
Just keep it wrapped, please. Please. You know what I'm saying? We saw what happened with Biggie and Pop back in the day. Don't let it get to this. Don't let your crews get all mad. And calm down without, if you're going to rap, just rap. And do the rapidy rap stuff. Yeah. Fight that way, man. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? But the people do rap battles all the time. This is a new thing. I mean, this is nothing new. People do rap battles all the time, but just have not been this level of artists to do this, these billionaire type dudes to do this in a long, long time. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Luda did his thing. I mean,
the Luda diss, the T.I. with a song with T.I.'s own, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was
disrespectful.
They was on the same song. Like, that was retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, just crazy. All right. So, that's that on that, man. All right, we're going to get into our last video for the night, man. Let's hold up and wait, man. Bless their heart. All right, man.
Hold up.
All right, here's a song by an artist by the name of Mr. Uncle Reese. Featuring
one of the best performers ever,
Holy Gabbana and Big Phil. The song is called Holy. Yes, he is. Definitely.
Check. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Is the Lord God Almighty.
Talk to him. Come on, Reese. Let's go. Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy. The Lord God Almighty, if heaven on my side, please tell me who gon' fight me. Worldview, biblical, focused on my spiritual encounter, Jesus Christ, and I share him through my lyrical. God over money, humility over fame. I no longer am the world since my name changed. When I lift my hands to heaven, you might witness some tears, cause I survived in a place where people get killed. Survived to keep it real, dedicated to the trenches. The potter's willing pretty, but I just play my position. I lift his name up because he made us. Lifted the grave up because he saves us. Holy, holy, holy God's children, we gon' wild out. Holy, 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 I don't need no right to cry out. Grace through faith amazing, we gon' praise him. God's children scream his name like we crazy. Say it!
Be slipping. all the dirt I did, you still chose to keep from the trenches. Not to mention, you patient with me when I don't listen. Though I make the same mistakes, you still offer me your forgiveness. All this love, one of the feelings I never had. Beat on by my mom, had to grow up without a dad. I came a long way. Long as you living, there's good and bad. Just learn to be content and be happy with what you have. Jesus brought me through, save me from traps when I made foolish moves. Blinded by the money and lights, hanging in the wrong groups. Left the streets, answer my calling, Lord, I'm focused on you. I was chasing paper and women, but now I'm chasing truth. Renewal, Jesus my savior, I say it boldly. The Bible say he loved me, his actions actually show me. When I need a friend, Jesus there for me. He like my brother, a man that never sinned. He the only one truly holy.
Is there any God like
in
you?
In darkness you will shine. You're one of a kind. Perfected the purpose you align.
Is there any God like
forever
you?
I will give you everything I ever own. Lay it at your throne. Rep you to that day you call me home. So many chances I've blown. But your mercy you have shown. My life you atone. You are God and you are God alone.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is the Lord God Almighty.
I can't hear you.
All right, that song is called Holy by Uncle Reese featuring Holy Gabbana and Big Phil. Thoughts on the song? I thought this was funny because Hagans put up what I was thinking at first. He said that Shiesty mask on a praise song is crazy work. I enjoyed the song. I was thrown by the mask at first, but no hate on it, you know, because I'm not wrapped up in that. But I was like, oh, this dude got this mask on. But what he was saying was good, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like a hip-hop worship song, not even praise and worship, more so like a worship joint. And it was cool. The video work was dope. Will Thomas, he always do dope work.
Yeah, so. He always do dope.
Yeah, I mean, that's expected always with that brother. You know what I mean? So
yeah. It sounded dated. Mm. I hate to say that. It just put me back in the mindset of Uncle Reese. You know what I mean? You know, it's an Uncle Reese song. It's no hate because I like Uncle Reese music, but this is sound like the same when he what was the big song that he had out?
Until I Pass Out.
Until Pass Out. Yeah, it just sound like Pass Out. Like, I don't know. I mean, as an artist and being honest, and if you ever see this, hey, look, I got plenty of your songs on my playlist. This ain't no apologetic thing. It's just the song sounded dated. Mm. You know what I mean? Outside of my man who rapped the first time. It just sound like, you know, when we was down at, where did we go? Stella Awards in Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville, when we was at Stella Awards. And how long ago was that? 2015? 2016, 17? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, no hate on it, but yeah. Not my favorite.
Yeah. All right. All right. I already said what I felt, brother, so, you know what I'm saying?
It is. Hey, well, you know, cue it up. Have you?
Hold on. Let me pull you back, brother, because I can see your thoughts. My bad, brother.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. Have you ever really thought I like what these guys are doing with this podcast? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Hey, look, man, before we go through all this, it's hard giving these reviews sometimes. Because I don't think y'all understand. CHH cats,
they get very offended.
Some of them be very, very offended because you don't agree with the song. And it's like, come on, man.
That you didn't love the song like it was the best thing.
Yeah, and it's not saying I'm the best artist in the world. I mean, that's the reason why. So don't think I'm trying to watch my words. I'm just trying to watch my words, if you will. But then it has nothing to do with worrying about hurting the feeling. I don't feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, we done made it this far, over 200 episodes. I just don't want, I don't feel like going that route. Anyways, also, hit the like, also, subscribe, and notification.
Before you say that, brother, also, we is grown.
Yeah.
He's good and grown. So we good to have an opinion, man. And look, if you see us, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, I ain't like your opinion, I'd be like, all right, then. Still, all right, man.
Cool, bro.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. Now, you know, don't come up with no smoke. Because, you know, 95% of y'all is well under 6 feet tall. So, you know what I'm saying? If you got that on your mind, just going to tell you.
No.
Don't do that. Especially about homie Ruben with us. Salute to Ruben. Where hey, Jones at?
Shout out to you, little bro.
He ready. Hey. South by Southwest, he ready. Hey, man, forget all this holy hip hop stuff.
What you trying to do? Yeah, what you trying to do, big bro? Like, nah, bro. Nah, we can't. I got to lead by example at this point.
That boy was ready. That boy was ready.
He did what? You want to tee off? Like, nah, bro. That's the old Ruben Jones. That was the
old Ruben Jones. Hey, on serious note, man, hey, we love all CHH artists, man. Hey.
Yeah, man.
We want this to be a haven where you can feel like you can send your music, but we will give an honest opinion. We'll not lie, but we will support it and put it on this platform. That's why we put our show on only particular platforms on Thursday, so we don't get flagged, so we can show your music and display your music.
Yeah.
And we just give opinion in love, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't going to say... You would never hear us say that was pure D trash. We may just say it didn't minister to me. Now, sometimes that means it was pure D trash. Other time, it really means it just didn't minister to me.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
But what I will say is there are some people who have hit the inbox and said, hey, thank you. I didn't know what Christian hip hop was until I started watching y'all show. Mm-hmm. So this is what we set out to, when we did this show, to open the door up for Christian hip hop and positive music so y'all can see other avenues if you want your kids to listen to it. So it's not listening to X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean, but for the kids. So it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Keep submitting your videos. Shout out to Big Yeet. I don't know if he's still on here. You know what I mean? We'll be featuring some of his music coming up soon. Yes. And keep submitting those things. We see them, we hear them, we love what they're doing. And sometimes it's just like, yo, I'm not a big fan of the video. The song was cool. You've heard us say this. The song was cool. The video wasn't. We've gotten inboxes where we paid play songs in the family, meaning the audience that said, don't ever in life play that man again.
It's facts.
But if you want to see what we're doing and the topics that we're talking about, every other first and third Tuesday Bible study, every Wednesday we do sports, every Thursday faith and music show where we talk about real life topics, you know what I mean, and how to get through them and bringing them in a biblical perspective. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hit that like, that subscribe and notification button so you will know, do exactly what you see on your screen, so you will know when we go live. If you want to bless us with something, look, pray for us, or you can hit the Cash App, Cash Not The Same Podcast. Go to the website, notthesamepodcast.com/support. I said this earlier. We're in season two of this thing. You dig what I mean? Season two, and I think this is episode 95. So we about to go into season three because our seasons are 100 episodes long. You dig what I mean? That mug is like the Book of Psalms. We just keep going. So we appreciate it. We appreciate y'all sliding through the comments. That's another way that y'all support. All you sneaker peekers, start saying some stuff. We appreciate. Look, we don't know y'all are on until you make a comment. If you make a comment, we're not going to embarrass you. We're going to acknowledge you and welcome you in. You dig?
And if you don't watch about 5 shows sneaking, hey, just go and subscribe. Quit playing. Quit playing.
Please.
You know, like when you visit a church 25 times, be like, well, I'm still looking. You ain't looking no more. Go on and join. But nah, man, we appreciate everybody watching, man. We'll be back next week with another sports show on Wednesday and another Music and Faith show on next Thursday. As always, we're very, very glad and gracious for everyone who watched the show, man. Hey, man,
appreciate y'all.
A good week, man. I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
Hey, man. Hey, go enjoy y'all tonight, safe, man. Watch some basketball or something, man. Do something like that.
I know I am.
About our Father's business, grind mode, filled with His Holy Spirit, that's a cheat code, holiness the standard, we never fold, we about to make a scene, episode, about our Father's business.